بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are still in this chapter in which we are commanded to command the right and forbid the evil. With regard to that, we read the 8 ayats that were in the chapter, and then the first hadith. And with regard to the first hadith, the hadith was that if you see any wrong being done, then you should stop it by the force of your hand. And if you cannot do that, then speak out against it. And if you cannot do that, then use your heart. Now in the explanation of that, we read that the sequence Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught how the evil should be stopped. First, with the power, the iman should be so strong, and that we cannot tolerate at all any evil happening. And we stop it immediately with the power of our hand. And if a person is unable to do that for any reason, then he should speak out against it. And the last is that he should think of it as bad, he should hate it in the heart and think of it as bad. And in some hadith it comes that if a person does not even think of the bad and the wrong as wrong, then there is no iman left in such a person. The further explanation of this hadith, the question now arises, how does one correct a wrong by means of the heart? That is, with the hand, a person can understand you correct the wrong. And with the tongue, you speak out against it, it can be understood. But how do you correct a wrong with the heart? The answer to that is explained here. Ulama have given various explanations. Firstly, one should make a firm intention. Then if one had the ability to effect change by using the tongue or hand, one would have done so. That by the effect of the heart, how does a person change the wrong? That in the heart, a person, if he has this feeling, this desire, and this conviction, that if I could change it by the power of my hand, I should have changed it. Or by the power of my tongue, I should have changed it. That is how you use your heart. Another is, secondly, one should develop hatred for the evil and perpetually focus towards Allah upon uprooting it. By the heart, a person focuses and develops this hatred for evil, not that he has love for evil, like children's clothing, for example, all things written on it, all many times evil things are also written on it. So a hatred for all that evil, for the wrong education children are getting, where they are being taught Darwin's theory of evolution, for example, or the Big Bang theory, or any other, where boys and girls mix freely with each other, whatever evil there may be, where scholars take part in interfaith actions, where they go to churches and allow church people to come to the mosque, etc. So a natural hatred should be in the heart for all those things. And there shouldn't be any like for those things. And person then focuses always on Allah tabaraka ta'ala, on how to uproot it. It is important to note that tacit approval of an evil is tantamount to perpetrating it. This is a very important point, that if a person tests, that is just quietly, a person approves of any evil. He doesn't speak out, he doesn't feel bad about it. How many wrongs are taking place in our homes, in our own lives, in our homes, in our society. And if we don't even think about it as evil, we don't... People's trousers below the ankles, for example, the kurta well below the ankle, and we don't even think of it as an evil, then this is like tacit approval of that. And that is a very dangerous situation for one's iman. When one does not even attempt to change the evil by means of the heart, it is an indication that iman has virtually left a person. If by the heart a person, he can't speak out about it, he can't use his hand, but with his heart also he doesn't feel anything. No dua comes, Ya Allah, let this person wear Islamic clothing. Ya Allah, let this person have a beard, let this person keep a beard, etc. Let this lady be in parda, etc. But we just accept it. We don't feel anything about it. Then it is stated that almost iman has left that person. This is a particularly worrying situation, because according to Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one who does not recognize a good and an evil by the heart, that person is destroyed. That is, if in the heart also we don't think about it, that this is an evil, this is a wrong, then that person's iman is destroyed. So it is not a simple thing, it's not an ordinary thing, it is a matter to be very worried about our iman. And if a person, may Allah forbid, protect us all, have to leave this world without iman, then what is the condition of that person? May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala let us understand the gravity and the seriousness of this matter, which unfortunately, by and large, we take it very lightly, and we don't give it a second thought at all. And basically all this is because we don't give thought to the life of the year after. Life in the qabr, life on the day of qiyamah, and after that eternal life. May Allah grant us all Jannah, otherwise may Allah forbid and save us from the tortures and the punishments of Jahannam. May Allah guide us to righteousness, inshallah.